KNW New Mexico Close-Up. I'm Deborah Martinez. Representative Antonio Mo Maestas has helped formulate a state budget for the past 13 years. He has ideas for strengthening New Mexico's economy that's finally beginning to pull out of the recession of 2008. Figures from the Department of Workforce Solutions show more people are finding work, with the unemployment rate at 4.6%, lower than last year, but still higher than most other states. Maestas says state government can help boost the economy with some of the estimated $2 billion surplus from oil and gas revenues.
We've learned that state government can't just sit on the sidelines and watch and see if, you know, if the economy grows. State government has to participate in growing the economy. And I think everybody agrees with that in terms of building roads, bridges, broadband, having a first-class educational system, investing in early childhood, that builds our economy.
Maestas co-chairs the Criminal Justice Reform Subcommittee, using his expertise as a former assistant district attorney to push for increased penalties for violent crimes during the last legislative session. Among his goals in the next session, he says, is to cut crime by investing in the state's mental health services.
Well, we have to rebuild state government. We have to rebuild basic constitutional state government. Now we have the money to do it. So that means putting more money into K-12 education, early childhood, as well as the criminal justice system. But what I'm really looking forward to is building up a behavioral health system, substance abuse treatment, either inpatient or outpatient, which will cost money up front, but then save money in the long run with regards to prison costs in the future. So we can really create a functional government, because it's a functional government that leads to economic growth.
Maestas says he looks forward to working on criminal justice and other issues with Governor-elect Michelle Lujan Grisham. The Westside Albuquerque Democrat says he anticipates the new governor will be involved in the legislative process from the get-go. With KANW New Mexico Close-Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.